Okay, hello. Coming from the city of San Jose in the Bay Area, California. My name is Alberto, and today I'll be discussing the topic of the Antichrist of Israel. So currently, there is a false prophet in Israel that is showing himself to the people, or a lot of people are saying he's a false prophet, and I'll get into that shortly. We'll get into that really shortly, so I'll be back and we'll be discussing this topic, the Yanuka, the false prophet of Israel, or Antichrist, and we'll see if he fits the criteria. Be back in a moment. We're going live. We are going live, exposing false prophecies, false prophets, false teachers, delivering the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons. Here, Blood Covenant. This is the Ministry of Reconciliation. This is the Ministry of Life. We are going live. The Yanuka, the false prophet of Israel. The Yanuka. Is he the false prophet? Going live. Without further ado, here we go. Okay. So I'm going to be discussing this, the Yanuka. Many have been going wild about this guy. They've been saying that he's the false prophet of Israel and the Antichrist. And so let's look at whether what they say lines up with what God has spoken about the false prophet and about the Antichrist. So many people on the internet have been saying that the Yanuka, or Torah genius, this guy, Rav Shlomo Yehuda, that he's the Antichrist because he's performing miracles, healing the sick, raising the dead. Well, he hasn't raised the dead, but he has healed a woman of cancer that had lung cancer, and there was a few other healings. And he's very highly regarded among the rabbinical Jews, and they listen to him, and he plays the piano, and he's very influential among the Jews. He's very studied in Torah and rabbinical studies, and many of the Jews go to him and ask him questions, and he responds. And then, so I would like to analyze him in terms of by his fruit. So the scripture in the New Testament tells us to analyze a tree by its fruit. So it doesn't say to analyze them by what you believe in your own opinion. It says you will know a tree by its fruit. So I have a small clip here of some of the things he talks about. Of course, this is not extensive enough to cover the entirety of his teaching, but this is just a small bit to bring into light what kind of fruits, or, you know, the ministry of the, is this the ministry of God, or is it a ministry of the devil? So let's examine this short clip, and then I'll get into a few scriptures.
מתבוננים על היופי של הבריאה. היופי הזה שיש בבריאה, אנחנו שוכחים אותו.
So he's talking about the beauty of the world and how we're supposed to be united with, they say Hashem, it means God, the Israelite God. Let's see, he says deeply love the Creator himself, so he's talking about our relationship with him. And so he talks about love, and so he's talking about the love of God. And praying to God. And looking at nature and seeing his wonderful creation. So he's talking about giving thanks and rejoicing that you have life, and giving glory and praise to God. And he's talking about reading the scripture and rejoicing in that as well. He's talking about rejoicing even through hard times and trials in life. To be happy. He's speaking about having joy and how that helps you remember. And see, right here he mentions how doing these things that it shows the beauty of Mashiach and his arrival. He's talking about his arrival. So he's not talking about himself being the Mashiach, but he's talking about that by doing, you know, these things, praying and giving thanks, that it might, you know, bring his coming to pass faster. Or so he's talking about Messiah as somebody that's going to come, not himself. And he's talking about repentance and prayer. And how our prayers ascends up to heaven. And then being happy and rejoicing. And he's saying that in this, you're like a fortified city, or nothing's going to hurt you or break you. And again, he's giving glory to God that he would never abandon us. And so, just with the analysis of this small clip, I've looked at his other clips, but just what he's speaking here, there is zero indication that he has any hint of even claiming to be a Mashiach. He's claiming that he's awaiting the Mashiach and praying to the Mashiach would help about him coming, but he's not in no way claiming to be Mashiach. And whether other rabbinical Jews are claiming he's a Mashiach, He himself has not stated he is a Mashiach, and has not in no way said that his works, or he's not exalted himself. And all he's done is heal others, just like Jesus did. So, and like Elijah, I think this brings back the idea of the Old Testament healings. So in the Old Testament, it promised, there was a commandment, you know, to obey the voice of the Lord your God in Exodus, and that he would bring none of these diseases upon you that he brought upon the Egyptians. So he gave them a promise. And then in Psalm 103:3, it says he heals all your diseases and forgives all your iniquities. And then in the New Testament, we see how Jesus healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out devils, preached the gospel. And then I forgot to mention Elijah and Elias, they both healed the sick and raised the dead. And so this idea that rabbinical Jews today cannot perform miracles is a bit ludicrous, given they have the Old Testament still. Albeit it's not as good as a covenant as we have, because we have better covenant with better promises. And so in the New Testament, Matthew 10:8, says that believers can heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Because freely we received, so freely we can give. And then in James 5:14-15, it says, the elders to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And it talks about the sick shall be healed, and their sins will be forgiven. And so there's this common theme within Judaism and Christianity of a consistent God of healing and delivering the soul. And being the God of life, he can raise the dead. He can also give us eternal life once the body dies. And so I'm just refuting this idea that he's the Antichrist because he performs miracles. Because miracles are part of the ministry of the Old Testament and the New Testament as well. So, and I'm going to prove here that through this verse, 2 Thessalonians 2:9, it talks about the Antichrist. Even him whose coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. So, all power and signs. But is it talking about the healing power? Or is it talking about a demonic power and lying, you know, these lying signs? Because in John 10:10, it says that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And it says that Jesus came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. And then when disputing with the Jews, he also said, that how can Satan be divided against himself? If he be divided against himself, his kingdom would fall. So Satan, and Jesus said that Satan cannot cast out Satan, because then his kingdom will be divided. His kingdom is to destroy, to kill, steal, and destroy. So he doesn't heal. He does not heal because his, just like Jesus said, that Satan cannot cast out Satan. So if he's the one attacking the person and bringing sickness on him, and we know from John 10:10 that he is, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we know by that that it's not God doing it. And Jesus confirmed that it was not God doing it, because he said Satan cannot cast out Satan. Satan brings about sickness on the believer. Now, people that are in sin on their own, I mean, there's still going to be, or if you're in covenant, then if that covenant gets, if the covering gets lifted like it did in the Numbers, when the children of Israel rebelled against Moses and rebelled against God, and the fiery serpents attacked them, then they lost the protection, and the devourer was able to, new snakes attacked the people of Israel, and many of them died. And only by looking at the serpent on the pole did were they able to be healed. So they even had this idea of a healer in the Old Testament, the serpent on a pole. So they were healed even back then. So this idea that the Old Testament rabbinical Jews cannot perform these things is false, because we see throughout the Old Testament that miracles were performed and healing was performed. And so we have this other verse that'll help solidify the fact that what people are saying, that he's a false prophet and that he's the Antichrist, and because he's doing these healings, which I've already proven, Satan cannot cast out Satan. So if Satan's casting out himself, his kingdom is divided and he falls. So let's read Revelations 13:12. It exercised all authority of the first beast on its behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of the people. So see, this is the sign that you will see. You'll see somebody calling fire down from heaven, and many people are going to bow and worship to him, because they're going to say, oh, this guy has a lot of power. Now let's carry on. Because of the signs it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast, it deceived the inhabitants of the earth. So the inhabitants of the earth were deceived by this sign, the calling down of fire, not of the healing of the sick, as many are claiming that this is the Antichrist based on him healing the sick, just like Elias and Elijah and then Moses when put the serpent up. It ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. So the beast was also, or the Antichrist, was wounded by the sword and yet lived. So sort of like a resurrection, I guess, it looks like he was wounded and yet lived, inferring that he had at some point died and then lived. But the sign, the clear sign, was the calling down from heaven. He's going to have power to call down fire from heaven. And so have we seen this from Shlomo Yehuda? No. We've seen healings, and there's no mention of healings here. There's no mention of healing the sick. Mention of deception. And so we've confirmed that Rav Yehuda Shlomo, or Shlomo Yehuda, is not the Antichrist, just by those few verses. Because Satan is the one that kills, steals, and destroys. God came to give us life. And also this idea that revelation has ceased, or that prophecy has ceased, and that the prophets have ceased, that's also false. That idea comes from Roman Catholicism, because now there's the priest or the minister in Protestantism. And all Martin Luther was that, he just copied the model that Catholicism had laid before them. But we look at the early church, there's still a mention of prophets, evangelists, apostles in the New Testament. And so there's still these offices, but how much more still in the Old Testament? There's still obviously going to be prophets, because they still heed to the words of Moses. Although they're living under the law, they're not God is not forsaken them because they're still trying to keep the Torah, even though nobody can keep it. But we see from time to time, like Elias and Elijah, these people rise up and can heal the sick. And even in other denominations, such as like it's very rare in older denominations, or obviously Judaism, but say like Roman Catholicism, there is from time to time people that rise up that get in touch with God and can walk in these miracles because they believe. Now, it's more common within the Protestant tradition. There's more miracles because a lot of people are allowed to believe, you know, as they want to believe in regard to like faith and healing. And that's harder to do within an older traditional denomination where you're kind of told what to do. And so this rabbinical Jew, he's sort of been healing people, so it should sort of put people in a lot of Christian denominations to shame, because Christ commanded us to heal and walk in this power, and yet here is a Jew, an Old Testament Jew, that's still believing in the Old Testament way, and all these other books, obviously there's some that are, you know, questionable, but he's believing a lot of these things that he's walking in the power that a lot of New Testament believers should be walking in, because this is what Christ taught us to do. He said in Matthew 10:8 to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils. He said, preach the kingdom of God, so the dominion of a God over the kingdom of Satan. So the kingdom of Satan comes to steal. So it'll bring sickness, it'll bring demonic oppression, possession. And then it will bring death in the physical body, sometimes prematurely. And that's where Christ had played. That's what Christ had sent the disciples, who are students of Christ, to do the will that he did. The same things he did, they did. And so the same thing that they did, we should do, because that is the will of Jesus, the testament, and his will has not changed. When a person dies and they leave a will, that will doesn't change. And of course, Jesus resurrected and went to heaven, but he still left us the will. And so it doesn't really matter what anybody else says, because the will is final and what he has spoken is final. And so, yeah, this just proves that these people have zero discernment and they don't know the scripture. They're just listening to what everybody else on the internet is saying, but rather than doing that, they're not listening to God. And checking out. It's Alberto. Have a good day.